Patriot Automation is an equal opportunity employer.
The Mickey Filer Show on 105.5 The Roar.
Everybody get to work.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Well, it's all right, riding around in the breeze. Well, it's all right, if you live the life you please. Well, it's all right, doing the best you can. Well,
welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Back to 30. I was in the shower yesterday. I use my Back to 30 facial cleaner now. I have no problem telling you this, Zach. Up until I went to Back to 30, the idea that I'd be using my facial cleaner and then putting on my, I put my sunscreen on now on the days I don't play golf, like just riding down the road. Angela told me, if you're going to be in the car, like put your sunscreen on because, you know, it comes to the window and whatever. I was like, okay. I thought just maybe if I was going deep sea fishing, I need to put it on. No, it's all the time now. See, man, you laugh at me over there. But there's only been one of us had any kind of cosmetic surgery lately, and that was you. So anyway.
Tell me about your face cream that you put on the shower.
I get in the shower, and I rub it just on my spot areas and then on my nose area because she zaps me all through here.
Sure.
Wherever you don't see facial hair, I get zapped.
Oh, okay.
But you can see how about gone. See this one over here? About gone.
She gone.
I used to look like, I'm not going to insult anybody, but there's age spots and sunspots.
Please.
I don't know.
You have a name. It's there.
Tom Coughlin?
How dare you? First of all, how dare you?
Now I look. Hold on. Look at me right now. I look younger, don't I?
Yeah, now you look like Cliff Kingsbury over there.
That's right. Now I look like George freaking Clooney over here. Back to 30 on a serious note. Let Back to 30 help you like they helped me. I've got another appointment coming up where we're going to keep zapping and we're going to keep these sunspots coming off. To be honest, I don't even know what zapping stuff I do. I don't know what they call it. But I do know this. I sat down. I talked to Angela. She said, here's what we need to do. She wants to do some Botox with me. Hadn't made that decision yet. But they can make you look younger and feel better and hormone replacement and body sculpting and cool sculpting and getting rid of your love handles and your man boobs, get you feeling like a man again. And I think you do all those things. Best in the upstate, best medical spa in the upstate. They win all these great awards. Their safety features, their training, the best products that are out there. Just do some consulting. It's backto30.com. Now, we go from me putting on my facial wash to our Jinx Inc. Realty Outdoor Hunting and Fishing Report. How about that now, huh? Tyler Fisher, you're so young, man. You don't worry about age spots and sun spots and all this kind of stuff. But I'm telling you, man, as much as you're outside, get you some sunscreen, all right? Just make sure that you take care of that.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, make sure you take care of that part.
That's right. We need to make sure we put some sunscreen on, especially on the tractor. You know, you're riding around on those hot summer days. And it's really no joke. You know, that sun will sneak up on you, and before you know it, you'll have your sunspots and, you know, start thinking about worst case scenario. So sunscreen is definitely something we need to think about when we're out working over the summer when it warms up. But Mickey, I want to talk about today some of the things you can do as we're enjoying some sunshine this weekend, it looks like. Just being able to get out and enjoy your property during small game season. And I mean, several things you can do. You can squirrel hunt, rabbit hunt, quail hunt, even predator hunt, you know, before turkey season rolls around and the hens start laying their eggs. So it's a great way just to get out and enjoy your property, especially, like I said, with this weather pattern we've had. We've had a lot of rainy weekends, and even if you're not into hunting, maybe you need to do some chores around the farm, or you need to cut some trees or, you know, mow the grass, whatever you need to do. You know, great time to do it this weekend. So hopefully it's going to, you know, be a little cold, but we're still going to get some sunshine to enjoy that. So we're looking forward to that.
Let me ask you this
weekend.
When you say predator hunt, what does that mean?
Basically, you know, we leave it. Every property has a different ecosystem where the animals you're trying to harvest are coexisting with bobcats and coyotes and raccoons and possums and things of this nature. But in order to help the population that we're trying to, you know, harvest and maintain and care for, we need to do a little bit just with the introduction of the coyotes fairly recently, within the last 10 to 15 years, they're encroaching more and more. And so, you know, that's hurting the fawn population, which hurts the mature deer population down the road. And when you look at from a turkey population, you have the raccoons and the possums that are eating the eggs after they're laid. And so that's also decreasing our turkey population. So if you have a chance to get down there and maybe set up for, you know, an evening coyote hunt or maybe do some trapping for raccoons or possums, that's just another way you can help the population you're trying to manage on your property.
All right. I know that quail hunting, I know you want to do a shout out for some quail hunting here in the area.
Yeah, definitely. If you're, you know, a lot of places aren't set up quite right for a good quail hunt, but, you know, if you're looking for a place to go in the upstate, I went down to Turkey Ridge last week, and, man, they have an awesome, awesome setup. They have great guides, great dogs. It's just a beautiful place to be, a really nice lodge looking over a great pond. Maybe you can catch some fish while you're down there. But, you know, during the small game season, again, it's just another way to get out. Maybe bring a business partner, maybe bring a family member or a friend who's new to hunting but, you know, still wants to experience it. I got to tell you, it's one of the best places I've been to really enjoy some wing shooting and some quail hunting and just get out. And it's a great place you can cut up with your friends. You can walk, you can talk, you can just have a great time, and they really do a great job down there at Turkey Ridge. So if you're interested in quail hunting and want to try it, then they're a great person to talk to and get in touch with and try it out this season. So just another thing you can do while we have some some sunshine beaming down on us.
Hopefully that'll be the case. Finally, Tyler, catch me up on, because I'm not sure a lot of people understand, you guys don't just sell property. You also have wildlife services available, and I know that for some folks, getting out and working on your own property is as much fun, but some folks really don't have that luxury or equipment or time to do those kind of things. And your expert or the expertise, maybe more importantly, your expertise.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. We're still building a good knowledge base, and we've had a lot of experience in the past few years putting in food plots. But right now, especially at this time, it's a great time to start thinking about next season. I know some people might think it's early, but when it comes to amending your food plots, you know, getting the pH right, that's pretty much the number one factor that gives you a good food plot in the summer or the fall. So now's the time you need to think about lime and doing soil samples and getting your food plots in shape for when we're going to be planting this summer and this fall. So that's one great thing to start thinking about now. Again, it's a great way to get out on your property and enjoy it. And if you don't have the time, you know, we're always here. We're just a phone call away to get down there and start managing your property. So that's one thing you can do. Another thing in the off season is to think about diversifying your food sources, where you can put out some sawtooth oaks or persimmons, chestnut, apple, pear trees, really any kind of good wildlife tree that you could think of. Like I said, just another good way to diversify a food source and give you some other trees, some other ways to pull the deer and turkey and all your other wildlife out in the food plots.
Awesome stuff. And besides that, selling some great properties. I was on the website last night in preparation, and man, I got to tell you, one day, Tyler, one day I'm going to make a phone call over and get me along the driveway. But boy, there's some just awesome looking pieces of property on that site.
Yeah, there really are. We're putting up new listings left and right, and it's been a busy winter, really. And hopefully, like I keep saying, the sunshine, it's going to help people want to go look at property and maybe enjoy their own, or maybe they realize, you know, it's time to sell and move on to something else. So, you know, we're always looking to help people either buy or sell property. And I've actually got a really great hunting track going up next week down in Star, about 80 acres of younger pine and a great, great place for recreation to deer hunt. There are wild pig you can hunt, small game galore. So a great property, but that's not just the only one. We got several great properties for people to look at. So if they were wanting to check it out, our website's www.janksincrealty.com. And you can always reach us by phone at 864-631-2770.
I love it, man. I love it. Thanks an awful lot. I love keeping up with you guys. Have a great weekend. Enjoy it. And hope to visit with you guys next Friday.
Awesome. Thanks, Mickey. Enjoyed it.
All right, buddy. Tyler Vissen. Met Tyler years ago. Boy, that guy knows his craft. Thank goodness he does, because I don't, but that's good stuff. Mr. War24, I didn't get with you in the last segment on what you learned from Bear this morning. Chris Felica. This morning. If he's Chris Felica.
Has anyone ever seen him and Chris Felica in the same place?
No.
I'm just saying.
You know, I'm looking at you right now. You have Herb Street hair. You might be our Herb Street.
Does that make you Corso?
No, I saw you put that on. I'm not Corso.
You hate Corso.
Corso's time is done. Corso, they're phasing him out. I'll be honest with you. He adds nothing to the show except for just bring him on at the end and let him pick the hat or the headdress or the mascot head. Just let him do that. That's all he brings to the table now. There's no analysis. It's sad, but there is no analysis going on with Kurt Herbst. I mean, with Lee Corso now.
It's a fun, lighthearted show. He's a part of it. We'll always be a part of it. I'm fine with it.
But Herbst has to spend 25% of his time trying to explain what Corso meant to say because he can't say it anymore. And that's sad. I'll get to that point too, but hopefully not anytime soon. But give me some more David Pollack. All right, give me some Biggie for the ESPN Game Day guys over there, all right? What am I thinking, or what are you thinking right now, Reese Davis?
I think he does a great job.
Pretty good. To be honest with you.
I like this.
You like Chris better?
I like Chris Fowler better. With that said, he didn't have a tough job. None of those guys have a tough job. Those are easy jobs.
Okay.
Give me Maria Taylor.
I love Maria Taylor.
She's good.
Yeah.
Did she play volleyball and basketball or just volleyball at University of Georgia?
I don't know.
Well, I can answer that right fast. Why you want to know that? She played volleyball and basketball at University of Georgia, 2009. All right. Who's the guy that does the tear-jerking stuff?
Tom, is it Rinaldi?
Yeah, Tom Rinaldi.
No.
No. You're not a Rinaldi guy?
I don't want to cry on Saturday mornings. I want to be happy. So out of principle, it is no music.
My wife informed me last night that there will be no crying in the delivery room. She said, you'll embarrass the family dried up over there. This is not an emotional deal here. We're going to have this. I mean, it's not a crying deal. It's a happy deal. And I want, sometimes you cry when you're happy. I found this out yesterday. You know I cry a lot, right? My wife has told you this.
You think she's not going to have some tears going down the face?
No, she will not. My wife is laid back, chilled out. Matter of fact, we're going to do this thing.
But she's never, you know.
I'll see my wife cry once or twice ever.
Had a watermelon.
I cry once or twice every This Is Us episode.
Do you really?
Yeah. But I did find this out yesterday. You know who was a crier and would cry several times a day?
Who?
If I told you the greatest people of the 20th century, how many people would it take to get to this guy? Go ahead. Name me the greatest, most influential, most important people of the 20th century. Go.
Was it Winston Churchill?
Yes.
Is that what you're going to say?
Yes.
Yeah.
Winston Churchill was a sobber. Would see a beautiful bird flying and would cry.
Winston Churchill was a drunk.
He was, but that's okay. Are you fascinated by Churchill like I am?
I've read a couple books on him, seen some movies, yeah.
You like him?
My dog is named after him.
You like him that much?
Yeah.
What a unbelievable character he was. So it makes it okay to cry. Anyway, I like Rinaldi. I think he does a really good job.
Boo.
All right, Biggie for me, David Pollack. Really?
I know, something about him.
Is it the mascara underneath his eyes?
That might be it.
He's got the raccoon eyes going. Bad hair. I might be Pollock because of the bad hair. Desmond. I'm with you. I'm not a Desmond guy. You already told me you're a Corso guy.
Really?
I'd put Reese, Herbstreit, Pollock, and Howard Desmond up there. I'd take Corso off. And then finally, Herbstreit.
Herbstreit's fantastic.
Herbstreit is the cherub. Much like Curry. Much like, who else is a cherub out there? Much like Jordan Spieth. Everybody loves him. Nobody has anything bad to say about him.
You know, except Ohio State fans.
Oh, they hate him. And except for the guy that he cheated on his wife, that guy's wife with.
I imagine his wife's probably not a huge fan every once in a while.
Well, yeah, during those days. But he's a cherub. I like Herb Street. I think he does a great job. Question. You know how Josh Williams...
Oh, do we say Chris Falica?
Oh, yeah. Give me a bear. Love the guy. Love the bear. You know how Josh Williams told you the great Tennessee three-star story, top 100 player story?
Yeah.
I'm going to knock your socks off with almost of this.
Joke's on you. I'm not wearing any socks.
I'm going to blow your doors off.
Okay.
The last four tournaments, Jordan Spieth. I got two stats going to blow your doors off.
I hate Jordan Spieth. You know who I also hate after yesterday?
Who?
Billy Horschel, or are you saying his last name?
Yeah, he's kind of a...
Oh, man.
He has some issues.
He was in a feature group yesterday, so they're showing every one of his shots.
Yeah.
And he's a talker to the ball.
Yeah.
And it'll hit it, it goes, 10 feet to the right before he wants. Oh, come on, Billy! Oh, Billy! Dude, relax. Now, you're still putting for eagle.
But you like Tiger Woods.
Yeah.
And Tiger Woods talks.
Yeah, but Tiger also wins.
Billy Horschel's won.
Not like Tiger Woods has won.
But Tiger is, oh, Tiger.
Yeah, Billy rubbed me the wrong way yesterday.
At least Tiger didn't say, Tiger Woods, you suck.
He also
did that one year.
Billy also dropped a hard F-bomb on the broadcast yesterday.
Did he?
Yeah, because he finally had a drive and he was about effing time.
Ah, that's not good. He has some sort of, health issue, Billy Horschel does.
University of Florida grad.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what it is. He's got some sort of social disorder, social anxiety. He's got something. I'm not sure what he has. I forgot what it was. Somebody can catch up on that. He has a health issue out there, I think. I could be wrong about
it. Give me your Jordan Spieth stat.
All right, Jordan Spieth. Please. And then I have a Dabo stat to finish things up this segment.
Dabo.
Might do Dabo stat next segment. Jordan Spieth stat. In his last four events, Jordan Spieth, T55... T55, miscut. Dare I say, in fuego. But he played better yesterday. He actually putted it better yesterday. So Jordan Spieth might be back. Speaking of golf, let me tell you about my friends at Katechi, CATEECHEE.com. We have a lot of people that listen from different parts of the country. We also have several of you top-ranking execs and CEOs and CFOs and VPs, a lot of those letters out there. I want to encourage you to do this. If you have any kind of corporate jet, or if you have any kind of big-time business dealings you need to do, any kind of entertaining you need to do, sometimes we still do that in business, by the way. We entertain. If you want to bring the bosses down, bring the brass down, you can land right there near the airport there. You can land at Oconee here, depending on the size of your jet or your plane or whatever. They'll pick you up in their Sprinter van, their Mercedes Sprinter van. They're going to put you up at unbelievable accommodations with their suites or with their lake house or with their cabins there. They're going to make you, the food's going to be first class. In 2019, they're not ready for all this yet. I want you to think about it because I know you make your budgets and your plans long in advance on these things and you budget out for 2020 and 21 or whatever. Think about this. Bring them in for some quail hunting. Bring them in for some striper fishing, some bass fishing. Bring them in on some golf weekends to get some golf lessons in there. And then they've got all the corporate meeting rooms that you need, closing business deals, and then dropping you back off and having that great three-day weekend, that great week trip, whatever. Do that because this is and one of the most beautiful pieces of property you're going to see. Think about it. Call about it. Inquire about it. They're going to be pretty ready pretty soon to do all these things at Katechi, CATEECHEE.com. For us normal 9-to-5ers, us normal hacks out there, they're open for you this weekend. And, man, I'd love to see you out with some much better weather this weekend at Katechi. Go play those awesome greens, CATEECHEE.com. I have Dabo Swinney stats for you after a short break. More after this.
For over two decades, Line-X has been unmatched in truck bedliner protection and is committed to providing what you need to customize your truck. Truck gear by Line-X accessories and vehicle sprays combine rugged durability and armor-like protection. Lifts, tires, and wheels bring it all together to truly personalize your pickup to fit your lifestyle. Don't just protect it, Line-X it. Stop by Line-X today and see what's possible.
This is David Chupp. Come see me or my son Trevor at Line X of Anderson today.
Let us bring your new Honda directly to you. Henrik Honda Easily now offers direct on-site demos of your new Honda. Don't want to deal with traffic? Henrik Honda Easily will bring your new Honda to your work, home, or church. Call today to schedule your personal on-site car buying experience from Henrik Honda Easily. Call 864-855-1234 or visit ilovehenrikhondaeasily.com. Again, ilovehenrikhondaeasily.com. Experience a world-class difference at Henrik Honda Easily.
It's always a good time to look and feel good. At Roosters Men's Grooming Center, you can count on a team that will make you feel your absolute best. The many services provided will keep you coming back for more. Come by for anything from a close shave and professional haircut to a 7-step facial shave. Fellas, treat yourself. You deserve it. Don't have enough time on your hands for the full service? Ask us about our express cut. Call 864-884-8920 to make your appointment.
Commemorate the Tigers' historical football season with Tiger Times National Championship Magazine entitled A Run of Dominance. You don't want to miss out on this collector's edition with the superb quality you've come to know and trust for 17 years. Order your piece of history at tigertime.net or pick up your copy at Walmart, Walgreens, Philo, Barnes & Noble, Books-A-Million, and Clemson Apparel Shops. Use coupon code TIGERTIME to receive a special discount on tigertime.net when you purchase the combo pack of the 2019 National Championship and 2018 Season Fall Edition. Go Tigers!
For over 30 years, one family has owned and operated Roto-Rooter, helping thousands of home and business owners like you. That's what they do 24/7, 365, with a real voice to talk to when your plumbing issues become their plumbing issues. Rest easy knowing Roto-Rooter is there for you, serving the upstate and western North Carolina for over 30 years. 288-7686, rotorooter.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
It's time for the 2018 year-end closeout sale at Edwards Auto Sales in Walhalla. Over 100 new and certified pre-owned vehicles in stock, plus 45 years of location experience. If they don't have it, they can find it. The Edwards family was recently voted Oconee's best new and used dealer for 2018 for the 8th year in a row. Remember, no dealer fees, and ask about the low price guarantee. Get in on all the year-end savings at Edwards Auto Sales on Blue Ridge Drive in Walhalla.
J. Grady Randolph is hiring. Specializing in flatbed hauling since 1935, JGR has deep roots in the Carolinas and proudly supports the Clemson Tigers. Start your new career today by calling 864-761-4041. J. Grady Randolph offers competitive pay and free family health care coverage. Local and regional positions available. Call 864-761-4041 or get more information online at driveforjgr.com. That's driveforjgr.com.
The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
Good morning.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Time flies by in the yellow and green. Stick around and you'll see what I mean. There's a mountain top that I'm dreaming of. If you need me, you know where I'll be. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Who's that?
George Ursa.
U-R-S-Y?
E-R-Z-A. E-Z-R-A.
E-Z-R-A. Boy, I missed that one. Yeah. I didn't get one letter right. It's only four. If that was a Wheel of Fortune one, I wouldn't have gotten that one at all.
R-S-T-L-N-E. All right. No hints from the audience, please.
George J. O R G. Jorge. Hip, hip. Jorge.
Jorge.
My friends at Engineered Sleep want you to stop by this weekend. They're open tomorrow. A lot of you are working right now. You have time to go mattress shopping. But I tell you what you're going to learn there is you're going to learn that I want a soft mattress. Or mattress, I want a soft, soft, soft. Eh, your back didn't want a soft mattress. Your body didn't want a soft mattress. Your hips don't want a soft mattress. You want a firm mattress, but you want it soft enough. You don't want to sleep on a bed of nails or a big bed of concrete or board, but you don't want it so soft that you get lost down in it all. The bottom line is you want the firmest mattress that's still comfortable to you. Just a little advice. Other thing is take your quotes from these other companies and mattress companies. I did this the other day when I had lunch with him and said, my sister just bought this mattress and it was, she gave me this, all these terms. And he goes, man, that's junk. That doesn't mean that. That's, we know how they're made and that's a gimmick. So let them take care of you and go by and test those mattresses out and get the mattress fit exactly for what you need. Watch them make it. It's really cool. Locally, we're lucky to have these folks right here. Engineered Sleep, engineersleep.com. If you're listening on the internet somewhere, on an app somewhere, there's the masses of people are doing now, then they can ship that to you right off that. You're going to love it. Engineersleep.com. Let me get Louie, and then I've got the Dabo Sweeney stats that are going to blow your doors off as well. I love blowing your doors off this morning, Mr. 24. That's what I'm here to do. I'm here to get your attention with some numbers this morning.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do it with Dabo Sweeney numbers in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Northern Communication phone lines. Louie is up next. Good morning, Louie. Thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
Good morning. Doing great, guys. Listen, yeah, I called back before the national championship game and predicted Alabama would beat Clemson. Of course, I'm wrong, and congratulations. I've eaten my dish of crow, and Trevor Lawrence is unbelievable. So he is a Georgia boy, though, and it's always good to see Georgia players play well. You're talking about college game day. Who replaces Corso when he leaves?
Don Knotts, maybe? No, I'm just kidding. I mean, that's what he is. The guy, he is an old TV thing. He's the boob. He's the guy that says the stupid stuff, that says the crazy stuff, that you kind of makes the funny face or the not so fast, my friend, and then puts a hat on and people kind of laugh at it a little bit. So any of the current people who can play that role, it doesn't really matter. You're put it this way, the bar's been lowered. If you can put a helmet on or a mascot head on, you can do Corso's job now. I don't know who it is, but it's not hard to replace.
Of course, I don't either, and I don't know. You know, they might go out route, they might not. But Maria Taylor, I tell you, she's moved up.
She's great.
I think she does a great job. She's liable to join. She might move in. They might just change it up. Yeah. But I've got just real quick. We go on vacation every year with, and some of our dear friends are one of the families is from Tennessee, and one of the families, I'm not kidding now, is from Ohio. Big Ohio State fans. So, needless to say, I'd called in wanting, I wasn't pleased with Cheney. So, during vacation this year, I'm going to furnish them all the beer they want to drink for taking Cheney and Fields off our hands. And then Raven County's got a freshman quarterback. You can look his name up. His name's Gunnar Stockton. They're comparing his records to Trevor's, Deshaun, and Fromm's as a freshman in high school. Take a look at them and see what you think. I'll get off, let y'all comment.
Thank you, Louie. Appreciate the phone call. If the kid can't make it, then he needs to be an actor or something. Man, Gunnar Stockton, that guy was made to be a quarterback. I think we're going to change our kid's name from Drake to Gunner.
Is it Gunner?
Gunter?
Gunner?
Or Gunner?
I don't know, but either or.
Oh, man, what a name, huh? What a name. I had to check him out.
Getting a lot of support for Sam Ponder to come back to game day.
Yeah.
Wildly overrated on game day.
She was, but look, let's be clear. Sam Ponder was, we know why she's on there. She's been lost in the NFL, though. You don't see Sam Ponder as this. I think she made the right move professionally in theory. Oh, you get to go to the NFL. It's bigger. You got more people watching.
She got a ton of money to do that job.
She did. She does great.
Treat yourself.
but she didn't move up when it comes to prestige. I mean, in theory she did, but she didn't. Like, do you remember? I don't remember. I don't watch all this.
She's the host of that pregame show.
Yeah.
So like
for Fox.
She's running it. Whereas on game day, she was doing.
Yeah.
Similar to what Maria Taylor does now.
She did good for herself. She did very well for herself. Good for her.
More successful than her husband. Ho!
Very good. I have the Dabo Sweeney stuff for you, and you're going to love this. I'm going to spend next week.
Did you email Liz?
I did not. But I will this weekend. I just made a decision on the show
Just now?
Yeah.
Please?
Next week's going to be Dabo week here on the show.
Dabo week?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
We're going to take a segment a day and do Dabo week. Some aspect of the program, some stat, some... We might do it. We'll do big picture one day. We'll do big games one day. We'll do rivalry games. We'll do some sort of aspect every single day. But next week, I just got a concept in my head. Maybe I need to put it off for a couple of weeks, but I'm going to say next week, pre-Super Bowl, we're going to do Dabo week. And I'm going to kick off Dabo week with some pretty interesting stats for you here. Would you say, you know, whenever you're facing ranked teams, they're ranked for a reason for the most part. At least the perception is that we are ranked for a certain amount of time in there, and I mean for a certain reason in there. And so whenever you beat ranked teams, it's different. Would you say, Mr. Or 24, that a 500 record against ranked teams is pretty good? 600 record?
Give me above 500.
Okay, a little above 500, I got it. Dabo got off to a slow start here with when he inherited in 08, 09, 2010. He was just 2-3, 4, 5, 6. He was just 2-7.
Hot seat.
Against ranked teams.
Hot seat.
Since that point in time, he is 25-11. That stretch, that 2011 stretch, Chad Morris comes, they beat 21st-ranked Auburn, they beat 11th-ranked Florida State, they beat 11th-ranked Virginia Tech on the road. That three-game stretch right there, those are back-to-back weeks. Remember that back-to-back-to-back weeks? That was a key in turning it around, because in that season, he went 4-2 against top 25 teams. And from that point in time, he's turned it on. Where he has really turned it on, though, is from 2015 and on in the last 4 years. Mr. Orr 24, do you realize that Dabo Swinney against top 10 teams in his career? He's played 20 games against top 10 teams. What would be a good record against top 10 teams?
20 games against top 10 teams.
In his whole career now, not just the last 4 years.
Again, above 500.
He's 15-5.
So well above 500.
Yeah. He wins 75% of his games against top 10 teams. Now, let me make sure I'm right with saying this. 1, 2, 3, 1, 4, 5, 6, 7, 2. He's 9-2 in his last 11 games against top 10 teams. That's rarefied air. If you're playing a top 10 team, that's a big game, right? Dabo Swinney is 15-5 overall and 9-2 in his last 11 against top 10 teams. Only two losses, both to Alabama in semifinals and national championship game. Against number one teams, well, let me against top five teams, would you say, Mr. Orr 24, that What's a good record? He's played 13 games against top five teams in his career. What would be a good record against top five teams?
500.
Be an unbelievable record.
Mm-hmm.
8-5 against top five teams. So, look, the reason I bring this up is you can talk that SEC bull crap if you want to. Oh, Clemson didn't play anybody. When they do play people, they beat them. So, 8-5 versus top five teams. You know what Dabo Swinney is against number one teams?
What is he?
2-1.
Is he?
67%, 66.6% winning percentage against top number one teams. But that's not to blow your 9-2 against top 10 teams. That's not to blow your doors off number. I have two blow your door off numbers. Mr. Orr 24, in his last 20 games against top 25 teams, Dabo Swinney is 18-2. Maybe you didn't hear me. In his last 20 games against teams ranked, when they played him in their ranked, yep, he's 18-2. Only losses were to Alabama. Mr. Orr 24, do you realize that in his last 15 games against ranked teams, He's 14-1. Oh, mama.
Yeah, Clemson's been good the last couple of years. I don't know if you've been paying attention. they went 15-0 this year.
Mama.
They had an undefeated perfect season.
That's crazy, though.
Good, not great.
That's unbelievable. Just phenomenal numbers. We'll do Dabo Week next week, though. I'm looking forward to that. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Of those numbers, which one's most impressive to you? 14-1 last 15 ranked teams, 18-2 against the last 20 ranked teams, 15-5 versus top 10 teams, 9-2 in his last 11 against top 10 teams, 2-1 against number one teams, 8-5 versus top 5 teams.
15-5 against top 10.
15-5 against top 10.
Yeah. That's remarkable.
In his career.
It's remarkable.
All right. One of the things we'll do next week is Dabo's most impressive win. I've got it narrowed down to Dabo's 10 most impressive wins in chronological order. Now, does not include the win at Miami in 2009, which that was on the road. Miami was number eight in the country. Does not include that one.
Why?
Because there's 10 other more impressive wins.
You got a coach fired that day.
These are the no. That's not this. Miami was not number eight. That's the 58-0 game you're talking about. This is in 2009.
Oh, okay.
Number in chronological order, his first most impressive win that really got your attention was in 2012, where they beat ninth ranked LSU. We'll dive more into this next week.
I was gonna say you're giving it away.
That was an unbelievable dominating performance. And it took a last second field goal there. In 2013, he beat fifth ranked Georgia at home. You remember that game?
I was there.
So top five Georgia team. That's an impressive win.
A row from the top of the stadium.
In 2015, the Notre Dame win. Notre Dame was ranked sixth in the country at the time.
Also there. Georgia still drying out from that game.
In 2015, the 37-20 win against fourth-ranked Oklahoma in the Orange Bowl National Championship semifinals.
Wasn't there. Can't afford that.
In 2016, they beat third-ranked Louisville here at home and one nobody was supposed to be beaten in Lamar Jackson. Also, both playoff games in 16. To beat Ohio State, quite frankly, I think the two most impressive wins were the Ohio State. Well, I don't know. The three most impressive wins, I think the Ohio State 31-0. And then beating Alabama, then in this past year beating Alabama. The one last year, I put number seven Miami because that was 38-3 in the ACC championship game of 17. You beat a team that was previously ranked number two before they lost, and then they were ranked seventh in the country, beat them 38-3. And then this past year, 30-0 against Notre Dame in the Cotton Bowl and 44-16 against Alabama in the national championship game. So to me, and we'll talk about it, Zach, can you agree that this year's Alabama game, this year's Notre Dame game, the Ohio State 31-0 game, the Alabama National Championship game, those are the four most impressive ones. And then number five, debatable. Do you have anything you think we could challenge those top four? Again, the two Alabama wins, the Notre Dame win in the Cotton Bowl this year, and the 31-0 Ohio State win.
Off the top of my head, no. I don't have anything that can challenge us.
When he beat Ohio State – in the what year was that? They beat Ohio State in the Orange Bowl. That was 2013. They were ranked seventh in the country. That was a really good win. But I don't think top five win. I think. So just a little dabble. We'll do Dabble Week next week. Looking forward to that. Blow your doors off a little bit. I hope that was the goal.
I'm responding to a South Carolina fan. Hold on.
Oh, don't, man. Don't take the bait, dude. Just don't take the bait.
I was good until he said, "You're the most insecure champions I've ever heard."
No, and we're
that,
very
that
very
sentence secure. Just doesn't sit with me.
No, very secure. I agree with all the sections right now. The Baker Mayfield Oklahoma playoff game, 37-20. That was impressive. To me, those are the five most impressive ones. Carolina flooring specialist, speaking of impressive. 404-8158, 404-8158, CarolinaFlooringSpecialist.com. When I first heard about Carolina Flooring Specialists, I remember saying, what are you talking about garage floors? We're talking about epoxy for your garage floors. Why do you need a solid resin epoxy base? I don't understand what you're saying here. What is this? Had no idea what they were talking about. As it turned out, I met with the guys, and I learned more what they did, and I saw the pictures. Then they came and did our garage the first time, and then we changed colors on homes, came back and did it a second time. But quite frankly, this is just these are unbelievable people. It's an unbelievable product. You're going to increase the value of your home. You're going to absolutely love your garage floor, the people, how much it costs, the increased value of your home. It's just it's really a no-brainer. But don't take it from me, man. Let Tim Worley come to your home. Show you what they do. Give you an estimate. Measure and give you an estimate. 404-8158. CarolinaFlooringSpecialist.com. A decision you will not regret. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Final segment of the week right after this.
Want to make a difference in our community but don't know how? Now's your chance to make money while helping others at BioTest Plasma Center Clemson. That's right, extra money in your pocket. New donors can earn $50 on each of their first five donations. Repeat donors earn up to $310 a month. Walk-ins welcome. Need a ride? BioTest is 5 minutes from campus and on the cat bus route. Become a superhero and save lives. Schedule your appointment and get more info at BioTestPlasma.com. BioTestPlasma.com.
Quark here for Hendrick Honda Easley. I've owned my Accord for several years, and I can tell you a Honda's the way to go. Hendrick Honda Easley has been in business 25 years, offering their customers a fair, fast, easy, and transparent experience. After you've purchased your new or pre-owned vehicle from Hendrick Honda Easley, believe me, their staff from service to finance is behind you 100%. See Hendrick Honda Easley online at HendrickHondaSC.com or in person at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway.
36 days. That's how long it takes the average company to find their next hire. Glassdoor can help you quickly find the right job candidate in half the resumes. From 62 million job seekers, Glassdoor only matches you with qualified candidates who have the skills and experience your small business needs to grow. And Glassdoor hires are committed. They're 30% more likely to stay with your business longer. Go to glassdoor.com/hire. Glassdoor. Find the right fit for your business.
Have you been thinking about your goals for 2019? If you're ready to feel great about your health, your outlook, and your family, the YMCA of Easley, Pickens, and Powdersville is ready to make this your best year ever. Your membership includes fun fitness programs, top-of-the-line equipment, year-round swimming, and free child watch while you work out. There's even a life-changing program called The Journey, led by experienced wellness coaches. Just as important, when you're at the Y, you're among friends. Call today to set up a tour to see why the YMCA offers so much more for your membership. For locations, info, and phone number, just Google the YMCA of Easley, Pickens, and Powdersville. Join the YMCA today. New members pay nothing until February. And remember, your Y membership gives you access to all three facilities. Again, for locations, info, and phone number, just Google the YMCA of Easley, Pickens, and Powdersville.
There is no better way to make a more comfortable home for the new year than a visit to the semi-annual white sale going on now at thecompanystore.com. From our famous LaCrosse down comforters and pillows to the finest quality sheets, towels, bedding basics, and home decor, you'll find everything you need to stay warm in winter and then start spring with style. Receive 20% off your entire order and get free shipping when you enter the code RADIO19 at checkout. Thecompanystore.com. We're all about comfort.
You don't have to wait for a win to start celebrating. The Upstate South Carolina Boat Show is back, and we have everything you need for living it up on the water. So whether you're looking for speed, fish, or a weekend cruiser, you'll find the best selection of this year's newest boat models, as well as the latest gear and accessories for the whole team. Go Tigers! And go to the Upstate South Carolina Boat Show, January 24th through the 27th at the Greenville Convention Center. Visit UpstateSCBoatShow.com for more.
The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
This is going to be my happy place.
Now, back to Mickey and Zach.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space.
When you out now, welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Mr. 24, you doing okay over there?
Doing great, man. I appreciate you asking. And yourself?
Great. We did do this. Let me first let me tell the people about Trail at TRE HEL.com, 800-319-7006. Conversations I replay in my head vividly is Mr. Workman, who says for me to call him Neil, but I always call him Mr. Workman, said to me one time that when I pass by a building that we built, I don't think about the brick and the mortar. I don't think about the plans. I think about the person that we're dealing with and the kid they were having at the time, or the hospital trip they had, or the big thing, or the wedding that they're having on, whatever it might be. And how they're going back then. I think about the friendship that we built, and which is really, really, really cool. One of the things I want to talk to you about right now is adaptive reuse. They do an awesome job of turning old into new, turning an old mill into a big office building or a big apartment or condominium complex. Roof replacement, facade preservation, masonry restoration, structural support, new floor additions and window restoration. They can turn old, even historic properties and help renovate those or completely, you know, have restoration into or adaptive reuse and adapt it to a whole new industry. They can shape these existing buildings into something fresh and usable. So if you have something in mind, if you want to change these kind of things, if you want to change something into a nice restaurant, an old home to a nice restaurant, whatever it might be, these guys are great at it. Adaptive reuse is a big part of their industry, and they kind of like doing this. I mean, they really like doing this. To find out more about that, more about any other markets that they do and how they do it, and this delivery method that this is working at a phenomenal rate, and people you can trust, and your new friends, 800-319-7006, 800-319-7006, Trail, TREHEL.com. Biggie for the weekend. You ready? If you're excited about it, you're going to watch it. We're not going to turn it. Can't do anything. I don't know if there's anything out there you're not going to be that excited about. Give it to me. What's it going to sound like? Give me the volume level. Something you're to watch. If it gets out of hand, you'll turn. Or if something else better comes on, you'll turn. How about something you'll keep up on Twitter if it gets exciting? Like the other night, I was not planning on watching Vanderbilt, Tennessee. It was close. I turned over. I got riveted in the last 15 minutes of the game in overtime. So one of those games. And then how about if you won't watch it, no matter if Kristen said we have to watch this right now, I'm going to pay you to watch it.
Leave her before I watch it.
All right, you ready? Give me a little college basketball for the weekend. And with that, buddy, include men's college basketball. And with that, include the Clemson-NC State game. That's a big game. NC State is ranked and going on the road. It should be nice there. But Duke, Georgia Tech, Iowa State and Ole Miss play each other. The SEC Big Ten Challenge, or SEC Big 12 Challenge. hey, Kentucky and Kansas. 6 o'clock Saturday night, ESPN. I hear a faint. Auburn, Mississippi State this weekend, two ranked teams. No? College basketball? Michigan State, Purdue? No? Clemson, NC State, Saturday, 2 o'clock. 1 o'clock pregame show here. Who you be with?
1:30 pregame show.
Yep. How about a little Senior Bowl this weekend? Really?
I mean, who watches the Senior Bowl? I watch practice more than I watch the Senior Bowl.
We talk about practice. All right. Pro Bowl! Have they done all the skill stuff yet, or is that still to come? They've done all the skill stuff?
They did one yesterday that I watched a little bit of, like, you know, the dodgeball and accuracy and all that kind of stuff.
You know what's a new skill thing at the Pro Bowl this year?
What's that?
Tackling mascots.
I saw that. Jamal Adams tackling the Patriots mascot.
He's in a hospital.
Is that real?
He's in the hospital. Patriot Pete's in the hospital.
Are you sure?
I think he is, man. I think he is. Let me look this up right fast. All right, keep on with the biggie stuff, though. I might miss one or two things here, but how about T-Dub contending at Torrey Pines? So nothing really is going to just blow your doors off, right? All right, here's the story. You ready? Hey, by the way, anything else you're going to watch this weekend in sports?
What I'm going to watch?
Yeah. How about a little live PD this weekend? Get a little live PD in there for me?
No, I'm not going to watch live PD.
Oh, I do.
But I will watch starting today.
Australian Open tennis. What you got for me?
No, I mean, I'll watch Nadal and Djokovic.
Got NHL hockey this weekend.
NHL All-Star game this weekend.
Oh, it is this weekend.
Skills challenge tonight.
Sniping.
Game tomorrow.
You got some snipers out there?
Oh, yeah. We'll watch that.
Good. Here we go. According to, now this is the Boston Herald. Pat Patriot sought medical help after Jamal Adams' slam. Adams said it was all in good fun. I loved it. I think it's great. Patriot spokesperson, however, contradicted the account by telling the radio that WEEI, that the person in the costume did not have to go to the hospital, but needed some on-site medical attention, shaken up by the hit.
I think it was a joke.
Maybe he could have deflated the costume.
He needed all the cushion he could get, man.
Pat Patriot has one of the biggest heads of any mascot. It's not Pistol Pete's head for the Oklahoma State deal, and it's not Herbie Husker. But Pat Patriot, if I was a kid growing up in Boston, I'd be scared of Pat Patriot.
Why?
The thick eyebrows.
Is it Patriot Pat or Pat Patriot?
Pat Patriot.
That's a terrible name.
The thick eyebrows, the great big old head, and then the gloves. I'm not a Pat Patriot fan. There's nothing about the city of Boston that I like or anything about anybody from Boston that I would ever like at any point in time. It's a scary looking mascot though, right?
Yes.
Pat Patriot. They should just have Betsy Ross, or they should have Paul Revere. Especially Ross Boston's at Philadelphia. They have Paul Revere as their mascot. Like, just one up by land, two up by sea, and riding a horse up and down. They need a horse there with a lantern. Like, he just has a lantern around with him running around. That'd be a better mascot for him. Brad Hughes is my Allstate agent. I'm a good hands for Brad Hughes. I'm a good hands for Allstate. I call him at 292-3001. I can email him, Brad Hughes at Allstate.com. I can get in touch with Brad Hughes Insurance.com. Better coverage, better rates. Thanks to my good friend Brad Hughes and the Allstate Insurance Agency. We love Allstate. We love Brad Hughes. Trust him with everything in the world. Text from Extraordinaire says his old girlfriend's calling him Patriot. I thought he was a Minuteman.
Can we read that one?
We just did. I'm going to forgive A&M fans for making the excuse, the preseason excuse. Because have you seen their schedule for next year? Who's preseason number 3 next year?
Georgia.
They play at Georgia's Saturday, November 23rd.
Mm-hmm.
Who's preseason number 2 next year?
Bama.
They play Bama at home October 12th. Who's preseason number 1 next year?
Clemson, I believe.
Play at Clemson Saturday, September the 7th. They play the top 3 teams in the preseason poll.
I hate to see that.
Win game quickly for A&M next year.
0-3 there.
Oh, to start. Texas State.
Win.
I agree. At Clemson?
Loss.
Lamar Cardinals?
They play Louisville?
No, they play Lamar Cardinals.
They win.
Auburn at home?
They will win that game. Auburn doesn't have a quarterback.
Da-da-da-da-da-da. Whoop! That's what they do. Farmers fight. Arkansas in Jerry's World? Farmers fight!
They can go to Jerry's World and get a win.
I love that stadium. Open date at...
You can lose the open day in College Station now.
You can.
I'll be clear about that.
Johnny Manziel did.
Yeah.
At Alabama.
At Alabama?
Yep.
Loss.
No. Alabama's at home. Kyle Field.
Still loss.
You think?
Yeah.
Not so fast, my friend.
Whoa! Lee Corso making an appearance.
Not so fast, my friend. Be careful. I'm just telling you. Be careful.
Friday Corso action.
At Ole Miss. Well, you could definitely lose the open
day. Debbie.
Mississippi State and Kyle Field.
Easy win.
They play the Roadrunners of Texas San Antonio.
And they will beat the Roadrunners of Texas San Antonio.
An open date and South Carolina at home.
When?
At Georgia. Loss.
This is the one they can get. That's the one they can get.
My friend.
That's the one they can
get. I'm going to go loss there. You go. I'm going to go win against Alabama, loss against Georgia. Okay. And then finally, at LSU.
It's tough to go on the road back-to-back weeks and get a win in either of them. I'm going to say they get one in the Georgia game.
9-3.
LSU.
Road games next year. They not only do they go to Jerry's World, they go to Clemson, Ole Miss, Georgia, and LSU. That's a good road schedule.
Clemson, Baton Rouge, Athens. My goodness.
Do it, A&M.
And then down to Oxford.
Do it. Hey, this is what you wanted.
What a tailgate
You got
scene.
Out of the Big 12. This is what you wanted, pal.
What a tailgate scene you get to go on the road
for. Yeah.
Oh, my.
Oh, mama.
Oh, my.
We're up against it. Quickly, skip what. Give it to me. What do you have?
The prop bets have been released. Have you seen these yet?
Yes.
Prop bets look great. A couple of fun ones. They are tying basketball to this. James Harden points versus longest touchdown in a Super Bowl. Kevin Durant points versus Jared Goff and completion. Zion Williamson points and rebounds versus the Pats and Rams first half points. And Phil Mickelson, your boy, fourth round bogeys are worse versus Josh Reynolds receptions.
How about this? Biggest payday, Super Bowl winning or Zion Williamson for signing in college basketball? How about you get $235,000? In a 235?
Yeah, no, two. Was it 235? Yeah, whatever it was.